Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. On the phone, I have defensive tackle Vance Walker. Vance, welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you've already had your first encounter with the media here in the Bay Area. They asked you a bunch of questions. Anything that stand out for you with that interview?
Honestly, I'd say the part where I think a lot of the reporters asked me the biggest difference as far as the fans being welcome into Raiders Nation. And, you know, I've been receiving a lot of love. Just, you know, Raiders fans are great, like a warm welcome. And, you know, I feel really happy and appreciative to be on this team.
Well, I guess that love is shown through on your Twitter account. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's just the start. I mean, even in person, I've had people come up to me in Atlanta congratulating me. You know, they're secretly Raiders fans, so it's kind of crazy right here.
That is fantastic. Now, they mentioned about your handle, Swagger Vance. I have to ask you, though, with a name like that, how would you describe your swagger? You've got to have some swag, right?
Of course, you got to. I'd say it's a calm and collected, cool swag. You'll never see me act out of character. Like, I always got a plan in place, so just a really cool, mellow guy, you know?
Now, is that swagger the same on the football field, or how does that translate?
Oh, it gets turned up. You know, I'm still cool and mellow as far as, you know, I'll beat the guy across from me, and he'll look at me, and I've got a straight look on my face like, hey, I'm going to do it again next play, you know? But it's still swagger, the swagger Vance, you know? But, I mean, that's just how I am, like, you know.
Okay. Now, the other thing that you mentioned was about being physical, and that's a term I think we hear a lot in football, but how do you define being physical? I mean, it's a physical sport.
Yes, it's been physical, I mean, honestly, since Pee Wee, not as physical, I guess, but for the most part, I mean, you can go back to just, you can say goal line drills, whatever the case, you line up across somebody else, doesn't matter if you're on offense or defense, like penetration, you got to knock that guy, and you can throw him down, whatever the case is, but you got to beat up on the other guy. It's just a street fight. It's a street fight for half a second, and then you go and tackle a ball carrier. That's always how I looked at it. And that's always within coaching and within reasoning. You know, if you got an assignment or you got to be disciplined, that's fine as well. But at the end of the day, you're whooping the guy across from you. You're whooping his butt every down. That's the goal.
Okay. Now, you'd had the opportunity to take a look at the Raiders live and in action this season in October. And you guys had in Atlanta had a very successful season. And to play the Raiders at a close and tight game, was it something do you watch the defense at that point, or are you just focusing on the fact that you're obviously playing defense for Atlanta, so maybe you're more focused on the offense? Or do you get an opportunity to see both sides?
I'd say yes and no. At the time, we were obviously more focused on the offense, but at the same time, being on the sideline watching our offense, like, okay, we got to get a score here, and seeing how much pressure and how many hits they were putting on the quarterback and the penetration they were getting, you know, you see all those things, but at the time, you know, that was my team, so it's like, you know, darn, you know, these guys are really getting after us, you know, and in retrospect, being on the Oakland Raiders, you know, I realized they have a great defense and a great defensive line, something great to be a part of.
Okay. You also had mentioned earlier today that, you know, you wanted an opportunity to grow and develop your career. What is it that you still want to make sure that you get done or accomplished on the field?
Just be more physical every year. Like, I want to produce more. I want to be a better player, a better person, and especially just pass rushing. You know, I want to show the world that I'm a capable pass rusher. Not just capable, I'm great. You know, and a lot of that is obviously just talk, but I've got to put it out there on the film, and I'm fine with that. You know, I don't have a problem proving people wrong. I'm perfectly fine with that, but pass rushing will be the next best thing as far as the next step in my career, just to show people that I can consistently do that on a daily basis.
Okay. Does it feel good to also have the support of, you know, the Raiders staff? I know a lot of comments get made about, you know, what round a player is selected in. I'm not sure if that's as big of a deal as folks make it out to be, because obviously there's a lot of successful players that aren't selected in round one of the draft.
Yes.
Do you put anything on that for yourself, or, you know?
I would say initially, yes. You know, in the past, it's been like that from where I've came from. Not that it was necessarily a bad thing, and I understand it's politics. You know, you make an investment, you want to return the investment. But nonetheless, me as a person, I've always got to play to my best and do my best. So I don't really care what round I was drafted in. Like, I'm going to, you know, I got to win. So, you know, as far as the Raiders, one thing that I like is that they appreciate that, you know, I wasn't a higher draft pick, and everything that I've earned and received or fought for it, I've had to work for it, and I hadn't stopped and still ascending. So that's one thing that they recognize, and I do appreciate that because that is the type of man that I am. Nothing was ever given to me. I've always had to take it. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay. There's some people that you did mention Philip Wheeler and giving you your Twitter name, and unfortunately he's not with the team this season, but are there any other Raider players that you're familiar with, or is it all going to be a new crew for you?
I think it'll all be a new crew for the most part. Philip was probably the closest. I may have met a couple of the guys at the combine, or we might have came out the same year or just missed each other in college, but it'll be a new group for the most part overall.
Okay. The Raider fans, like you said, you know, are excited to have you here. The show is called Behind the Shield, and we always like to go behind the helmet, if you will, and learn a little more about the players than your average field talk. So when you're not on the playing field, where would we find you?
Two places. I might be traveling because I love to travel, you know, anywhere really. It doesn't have to be a beach. I like remote places, honestly. But if I'm not traveling, I'm probably... I'm an artist. I like to draw, or if I'm really chilling, I like to play video games. I like to get on my Xbox and play some Halo or something like that. But for the most part, traveling is my passion. I just love to see, you know, new places and everything. So traveling and exploring, I guess.
Okay. Well, what's the most remote place that you've visited thus far?
Unfortunately, I have not been able to leave the U.S. yet. Not unfortunately, but I know. I'm working on it. I just, you know, it's been hectic these past 4 years, but everything's kind of slowing down, so that'll come pretty soon. But probably, I really love the desert out in Nevada. I really love it. Like, a lot of people think it's hot and everything, but to me, it's just so open, and, you know, it just reminds me about what being alive, you know, just being here is all about, you know, like, it's just surreal.
Okay. Beach or snow?
Beach.
Okay. You do the heat.
Yeah, not too much humidity, though. Not too much. But I do.
Well, we'll lessen that up for you here in California. How's that?
I've heard. I like that. Not a problem with it.
All right. Any message to the Raider Nation? Any message that you'd like to give out to them?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate all the love I'm getting from you guys. And, you know, we'll definitely produce this year, and I'll be a big reason, and all the other guys as well. You know, we're going to put out 100%, and that's the goal. Like, we're gonna get this one. So, you know, I appreciate all the love and the support from the Raiders fans. They definitely made this transition really easy, and I do appreciate that. And we've got to go forward with wins.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Vance Walker. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Behind the Shield.